Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So today we're going to do something just slightly different. I hope that's okay with you, Catherine.
Oh, yeah, I'm
game. Okay, good.
So
we're going to talk about current news. Specifically, we want to talk about an article that came out in this Saturday's New York Times. So that would be August 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And the article is about Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's called, where is it? Inside Amazon, Wrestling Big Ideas in a Bruising Workplace. And that really caught my attention. And then I saw on the news, people are discussing it. So just if you want to check out the article, it's by Jody Cantor and David Stratfield. And it brings some really interesting aspects about the culture of Amazon to light. So we're going to be talking about that.
And what a culture that is. So the founder, Jeff Bezos, is very clear about the behaviors and environment that he wants at Amazon. And it's pretty amazing what he's been able to create, right?
Well, what, you know, the article brings out many things. It's 17 pages long. So, I mean, I don't know what that looks like in the New York Times, but if you print it out, it's 17 pages. What's so interesting is that they're bigger than Walmart. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That Amazon is that big.
Yeah.
It doesn't say how many employees they employ, but they do this clean out every year where it's actually a really crazy name for it, where they clean out the people that are not the superstars.
Uh-huh.
And, well, one thing I want to bring up, because I know you're going to have a point of view, is that everyone, even lower-level employees, sign confidentiality they can never talk about.
Yes. They can't talk about what goes on there.
Right.
Yes. And so Kathy knows that I have a bias. We had talked about bias last week. I have a bias. I'm sorry, Amazon, that against Amazon, generally speaking. So when I heard that everyone has to sign confidentiality, and even in the article, there were a few authorized employees who could talk about it. I said to Kathy, that's actually a great sign of an abusive culture, because you have to keep things secret. In secret societies, and a lot of things can happen under the radar that aren't, that could be positive, but aren't necessarily always positive.
Well, there's a lot of things that the article brings up that you can see there's two faces to it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know,
two sides to every culture.
Right. Well, there's this side, which in a way kind of makes sense. I could see that working, but then just put in the mix human nature and then that won't work. So I can see, how many people would find it to be sort of a cultish.
Yeah.
And is that what you're saying?
That was just what I was going to say.
Yeah, it is a cult. Sure. If you can't talk about it, if you can't leave work and talk about your workplace, that's very similar to a religion that you can't talk about what actually happens at the religious meetings, whatever they are. Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
Like it has that quality. Yeah. And it's not, I mean, we know that they create excellence. We know that Amazon, having read the article, we know why they have such amazing ideas and productivity. Right.
So what they're doing is they're pushing people beyond their limits.
Yes.
They're really pushing people, and they are working 80 hours a week, if not more. And
at the least.
Right. And they're working on vacations, and if they get an email...
Thanksgiving, holidays.
Right. Mm-hmm. If they get an email past midnight, they'll get a text, why didn't you respond?
Yes.
So they're expected to work around the clock.
Yes, they are.
No matter what. And I think this is a kind of culture, there are people that like that. This is a culture that is for a certain type of person.
Yes, I think if you're super competitive, and also if you like your ideas to be heard and considered, and if you like to consider and hear and criticize and also build on other people's ideas, right? Because that's a big part of it, is argument and confrontation and conflict is really fostered and encouraged to challenge every idea.
Against harmony. They think that harmony means that you're
the death of creativity.
Right. You're just being nice, and you're not challenging a bad idea. And then, then bad ideas, you know, happen.
Yeah.
There's some truth to that.
There is, Kathy.
And we encourage that among certain teams. But first, there has to be a sense of trust. You know,
I didn't get that from this.
No,
article.
I didn't get that
not at all.
So that's what I'm saying. They, I think, you know, Jeff Bezos, and what the article talks about is that he is really into data. That is how he makes his business decisions. So he makes all of the business decisions based on data. How many times you look at a book, how many times you don't buy that book,
right,
that you walk away from. Well, that's fine. But then he also uses the data about humans. And
humans who work for him.
The people that work for him. All decisions, management decisions are made on these metrics. Yeah. But there's an element missing, which is the human factor. So that's why I think...
No, I think human factor.
That's why it's a problem. Definitely. I think. I mean, don't you get that from,
I mean, how long can somebody work 80 hours a week until they burn out?
Well, this is the fascinating thing, is the turnover rate on one of the pages of this article said it was the median time that someone stays at Amazon is 1 year. Now, they argue that.
Sounds about right.
They also have that clean out. What is that called? It's on here somewhere later in the article.
Like shaving off a few employees, shaving off a few pounds.
Like last week's episode.
Oh, I got to find that. They have a term for it.
Like spring cleaning?
It's something like that. Rank and yank.
Rank and yank.
Okay, that's part of it. But wait, my papers are flying. Here it is. Each year, the internal competition culminates at an extended semi-open tournament called Organizational Level Review, where managers debate subordinates' rankings, assigning names to boxes in a matrix projected on a wall. Yeah. So it's called rank and yank. Preparing this apparently is like preparing a court case on who you're going to keep and who you're not going to keep.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that, again, this is going on metrics, and they also have this open system where you can write comments. It's not anonymous. Your name is there.
Yeah.
But you can write comments to your managers about your subordinates or about your colleagues.
Yeah, complain if they don't put in the same number of hours.
Right. But they never will tell who wrote that. But but they know. And that bothers me. But apparently, you know, it's used in not a good way. It's used as...
Well, of course not.
Yeah, right. That's the human factor.
But see, now I would dare say that Mr. Bezos would argue that it's used in a positive way.
Well, he's into the metrics. He's into the metrics of all of this.
And whatever the data shows.
Which I kind of understand.
Yeah.
But... the thing that I think he has to understand, and he may know this, like even our Amazon reviews.
Yeah.
You know, not all of our reviews are fabulous. Some of them are extremely bad. Some of them are extremely good.
Yeah.
So the way I look at Amazon reviews are you got to look at the middle. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like you can't, because people, it's a format that allows people to vent. Maybe you're having a bad day, so you vent. Maybe you're having a good day, so you're in love.
Yes.
So if they read these metrics correctly, they could be a very important tool. But if they read them literally, which you do want to read the other metrics literally, which you know about how fast customers buy.
What happens
but
when on it comes the web?
When it comes to the human, I think this is a problem.
Oh, no, it can't be. here's the thing that's so interesting. This article made me think about a book written by Jim Collins a while back called Built to Last.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the it was a great book. And what he studied 3M, he studied Disney. I don't know that he studied Amazon at the time because it didn't have the shelf life that it has now. But one of the points that he made that the metrics showed is that each culture has the kind of person that will thrive there.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. So in a way, you have to find people who are going to enjoy this kind of fierce competition.
Sure. Right.
The permission to critique and really attack if you need to, if you think you need to, another person's work, and to talk about them. It seems to me about behind their back, but I guess it's just considered a friendly email to your boss about how they're not measuring up. But anyway, there are certain people for whom this works, could work, and the endless hours and the no boundaries, but make a lot of money and get to own all of your ideas and be what do we call a thought leader or a trailblazer.
Mm-hmm. Right, and that's apparently what they want.
Yeah.
So that they keep the superstars, the people that really fit that culture. And then those people, if they make it, I guess, through a bunch of these yank and rank meetings, then they are compensated well. And they end up you know, doing well. But the truth is, until you hit that, apparently the salaries are just
mediocre.
Well, I don't, it doesn't say mediocre. They just say they're competitive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they also don't have the kind of perks that a lot of the tech companies do have.
Right. And they don't care. And they're not worried about their employees. I guess they just assume if you like this culture, you'll stay here. If you like the opportunities that we offer, you'll stay here. Is that, you think that's the assumption?
I think they don't care. I think they just want the stars. They want the people that think out of the box, that, you know, will understand.
And are willing to put in the time.
And are willing to make this the largest company in the world, I guess, to take over. Maybe he's going for dominance. I don't know exactly what Jeff Bezos is going for.
Yeah.
I mean, he seems to be buying other businesses. I mean, he's quite busy.
Yes. And he also... Yeah.
What? Catherine had what?
Here's this, I want to hear the psychology piece to the dominance.
Amazon has threatened many a company if you don't go by their rules, they'll wipe you out or they'll make you invisible on the web. They have their ways of, you know, eradicating anybody that won't play along.
Sure.
So I don't really, you know, that's just me. I'm a baby.
Amazon's a bully.
I don't like the way they play ball. Now, that's me. Not everybody cares about that. It doesn't matter. Many people would say that's just part of the capital system.
It is part of the capital system.
Yeah.
And if they didn't exist, someone else would take that place. I mean, that's...
Would play by those rules.
Yeah, I mean, the capital system allows for this.
Yes.
So if it works for you and that is, you know, what turns you on, you probably could do very well there.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of other companies out in Seattle take their fallout because these people are really good workers. They learned a very strong work ethic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then other companies don't want them because they learn to be mean in meetings.
Right.
And be very challenging.
Right. Well, I think that's what part of what's interesting. It's sort of what I was thinking is it's like the Navy SEALs of tech, you know, that you have to, you got to hit the ground running. You have to do 120 pushups. You have to work and kind of kill yourself to make it there, right?
Right.
But once you've done that, the discipline that you have would be highly valuable to other employers.
I think that's probably true. I mean, there's lots of stories in the article about, you know, somebody who had cancer and then was let go because they didn't keep up with it, and somebody who had a baby and, of course, you know, didn't keep up with it, and her, you know, coworkers complained, and somebody who had a child and negotiated different hours, but then people complained
because they didn't see her at work at the right times for them.
So they're really looking for somebody who has no life, or doesn't want a life.
Work is life.
Exactly.
Work is life.
Yeah. Right.
That's so, like, no compassion and no empathy in the workplace.
Obviously, enough of these people exist because they're not, they have, you know, thousands of resumes to go through, and they seem to not have have an issue filling these spots. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what that's about.
Well, maybe that's also name, right?
It's the cachet. Name. Right. This may also be the first time that anybody's exposing their behaviors. So this could hurt them, this
that's
article.
Right. That's right. Because they talk a lot initially about these new employees with the shiny faces, with the optimistic attitude. And then you learn these principles, which I thought some of those were interesting too. Well, they have 14 principles, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. They didn't say them all.
No, but
because it's a secret.
Right.
A secret.
One of them
is cult.
You exhibit ownership and you try for mastery and diving deep.
Yeah. I mean, it all sounds terrific.
It does.
It's on paper.
Right. That is all fine. Again, they're missing the element of just the human behavior piece.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, I'm not going to really pass too much judgment. I think this is fascinating, and I think the New York Times did a great job on exposing this because we never knew this.
It's wonderful to know, and of course, righteous me is enjoying every minute.
See, and I think from a business point of view, I think that he's onto something. I mean,
in what way is he onto something? You said not the human element, but what part is it that is he onto something?
Well, I think he's right in that discourse in decision making, in especially when you're creating something that's never been created before. Harmony doesn't work. It's true.
Right.
We do need to challenge people and get them to think creatively and to not just go with ideas that are bad because we're afraid to have conflict.
Well, it's not so different from art school or architecture school or design school, right? Where you literally, each student is
critiqued
presents their work
the
and
time.
Has their work critiqued all the time.
You know, and I do believe that we are bringing up children to be a little too soft, you know, like they win constantly and, you know.
Trophy culture.
Right. Mm-hmm. So some of it I like. I just wonder if it's being handled properly. I mean, there are rules to how a team disagrees. There are rules and there are safety rules and there are trust rules so that you don't feel humiliated. I mean, they talk about in this article that there's one person who says he never... Every time he left a meeting, men were crying. It's mostly men, by the way.
Someone was crying, yeah. Younger men.
Yeah, crying. So that...
Their hands over their faces, yeah.
Yeah, that seems...
That seems a bit excessive.
It does. I mean, you don't go to work to cry, but I...
But that happens in tough athletic teams, right?
Sure,
I mean, it happens in certain settings where the idea is that tough critiquing is what's going to make you stronger.
Right, and I would imagine that if you're at a certain age, you haven't developed that thick skin.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Like you and I, Catherine, we have been rejected so many times. you cannot penetrate our skin.
But I, in my 20s, I would not have lasted a day there.
Right.
I was just going to say, I might have shed a tear or two working for Amazon, I think.
Right. I would have been crying filling out the application, I'm sure. I couldn't have done it.
But I am sure that it's at Yahoo and Google and Netflix and Zappos. I can't imagine that they would allow bad ideas to go through either. That they have.
Well, there may be another way that they bandy ideas about, right? Or another way that you give feedback. And that's the thing that's interesting, that this culture, and we always talk about this, the culture is informed by the leader.
Right.
So
right.
Jeff is happy. He's a combative guy. He is a metrics guy.
Right.
He likes just going headfirst and being blunt with people, right? So that's what he wants around him. That's what he trusts. That's what he thinks is the right environment for creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And for him, it is.
Well, he wants to, you know, world domination. I think, you know, he's really looking to build something that
by the numbers.
That has never been built before, and he's not looking for the average person to help him do that.
Yeah. It's not so different from Steve Jobs, do you think?
Right.
I think there's some similarities.
Yeah.
But, you know,
I mean, in the toughness factor
and
driving people.
He was taken away a lot. I mean, he was, right? Didn't he lose his company for a while? So
for that behavior, yes.
Right. So there's something that Jeff is doing right.
And I think he communicates very clearly to the purpose behind his principles. Right.
Well, some new articles are coming out today arguing that, you know, what's wrong with working for a tough company? What's wrong with working for a company that demands the best?
Yeah.
You know, there's a door and this is free will and you don't have to stay. You
suck
can just,
it up and do it.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Mm-hmm. But in the article, they do expose that they make it kind of difficult to leave. Like if you have a sign-on bonus the first year, you have to pay back if you leave.
Wow.
Or if they
helped you move.
You have to pay that back too. If
you have to wait for 2 years.
Yeah, so they do make it, you know, because usually you figure out.
There's issues there.
I think that's why the median stay is 1 year.
Right.
Because you've paid off your bonus or whatever it is.
So, yeah. So they're calling it Darwin.
Darwinian. Yes.
Yeah.
Was survival of the fittest.
Survival of the fittest. But, you know, the thing that's interesting, too, is there are many cultures that have that quality to them, right? In The Devil Wears Prada.
Sure.
Which is fashion.
Creative.
Yes, right? That kind of environment with that kind of boss, average stay is probably a year or two, right? And then there are the long ones that hang on and take the full ride.
I feel like overseas, like in a lot of Asian countries, this is kind of common, right?
Oh,
within
I don't know.
Within their workspaces?
Uh-huh.
I would imagine, I mean, maybe Japan or in China,
well,
80
you're
hours
not
a week.
Well, you're allowed to fire as well, and there aren't that many opportunities.
Right, that's right.
I don't know. I think this is very American. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I do. I think this is very, I just think it's very American to build this company that's going to take over.
Boy.
I mean, so
American.
I mean, there's something to be said about his drive and his ambition. Definitely.
Yeah. And apparently as a child, he used, you know, metrics like this is kind of who he is. It's an expression of him.
Yes.
Which I think is kind of interesting.
It is.
So why don't we just take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back to finish this up.
Want to be a hot shot in your new job? Do you have a fancy new suit, but you're tired of wearing it to the same old office? Aren't you bored of staring out the window at Starbucks, wondering what happened to your dream career? If you answered yes to any of the above, stop what you're doing and give K-Squared a call. I mean it. K-Squared Executive Coaching will help you accomplish your career objectives and help you navigate the obstacles holding your career hostage. Simply go to our website, ksquaredenterprises.com, to learn more about our executive coaching and how we can help you. Come on, go ahead. You can do it. And now, back to our show.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. I just want to start with one of the things I find is fascinating is that this is kind of here to stay. So there is a tool that they use and that a lot of companies are beginning to use right now, and it's called Workday. It's a human resource software company, makes a product called Collaborative Anytime Feedback that promises to turn the annual review into a daily event. Uh-huh. Because you're writing things in all the time.
Yeah.
And one of the early backers of Workday was Jeff Bezos. So, you know, this is not, and a lot of companies apparently are using this now.
Yeah.
And this is how performance review is going to be done. Now, I'm not opposed to it. Again, I think it's the way the information is read.
Right.
Not so much that the information is there, but how it is read.
Well, and I also think it has to do with how it is delivered. We're not in Amazon, so we don't know the other piece where they say you can write in about your coworker, your opinion of their work product.
Right, but this is now going to be used by other companies.
Right. So what I'm imagining, what I'm hoping, is that some form of check and balance is within that software so that it's not a backstabbing software.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, we should really get a hold of it and see what it's like.
Use it on ourselves.
Oh, great. Oh, no.
Sure, you said that's where things are going, right?
So it is. Well, then we better go get it. Okay. And start writing in what we think of each other every day. Mm-hmm. Catherine, hum today. Hang me.
Anonymous.
Exactly. She left her keys. I can't stand it. It cuts down on my productivity. I'm always picking up after her.
What would you say about me?
I don't know. Kathy's shopping for groceries. Yum, yum. Kathy's our nurturer, by the way, in case
yes,
you didn't
she
know.
Is. She's the mom of the office.
I take care of everybody here. All right. Well, anyway, I think that this is kind of interesting. I really encourage you all to read the article.
Yeah. And, I do too. I just want to say there one other thing that I found interesting and that, again, I would have a hard time with it, is that sometimes they had this piece about how resources can be hoarded, including job candidates.
Right. Right.
And there's this line that says, to get new team members, one veteran said, sometimes you drown someone in the deep end of the pool.
Yeah.
Then
nice.
Take his or her subordinates. Ideas are critiqued so harshly in meetings at times that some workers fear speaking up. So
sacrifice, basically.
But, you know, this happens everywhere.
Throw them to the wolves.
I mean, this is it's not endorsed everywhere. I think that's the thing that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not so sure about that.
Unless the culture encourages it. I don't think it's.
Unless it's like a frat house.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
or maybe in certain medical settings.
We wouldn't be writing the books we write if the workplace was so delicious.
Delicious.
And, you know, this is called My Crazy Office for a reason.
Yeah.
So I think, they're just, I don't know. You're right. They're endorsing it. Okay. Mm-hmm. On that note. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So actually, could we talk about Google for 1 minute?
Sure.
Yeah, let's.
Because as we were talking about this, I said, I wanted to just hear of another tech company. I don't like the idea that it has to be like this to
mm-hmm.
win.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
Right.
That's Catherine is rooting for the underdog.
I'm a Mets fan. I can't help it. But also, I want to believe that you can be, that you can practice civility or, you know, be kind, have a humane side to your company and still have extreme success. Uh-huh. And I think Google has at least a few of those ingredients.
And
right?
What are they?
It's, well, so they talk about that work matters, but they have very good benefits for families, right? Mm-hmm. They have paternal leave paid for 12 weeks, and actually for anyone who's adopting and anyone who's a surrogate parent. They have an atmosphere, it says, that where you feel like you can leave and it won't hurt your career, which I think is terrifying for a lot of people.
Right. Sure. And I think
if they step out for any reason, it's over.
Netflix also just put a lot of perks like that in. Mm-hmm.
Right. And they have smart perks, which I don't know what each of those are at Google, but I think they work at this. They work at retaining their employees that they value. And part of what coworkers love working there is they say they love their genius colleagues.
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't know. I haven't been to either of those places, but if someone were to say to me, make a choice, I think I'd choose Google first.
Aren't they? And then they're number one.
They're going to be calling
number one rated by Fortune.
Happiest.
And I think Zappos employees. Is up there. They're going to be calling you soon. Get that. Get that Crowley over here.
They also have such interesting job titles there, right? Like they have like a happiness manager and
I definitely think that this is the lid has been, you know, lifted on Amazon through this article, and I don't think that anybody really talked about this, probably because of the confidentiality they signed.
Yeah.
So I think much more is going to come out, and we'll find out how
more
bad it
revealed.
Actually.
Do we think this is going to be a hindrance to Amazon, or do you think?
Yeah,
it's
I think it's
going to
hurt them. I think it's really going to hurt them. Mm-hmm. I do. Mm-hmm. I really do. I think that. Yeah, I think it's really going to hurt them. So we'll see what happens, and then we'll follow up with our audience on this.
Definitely.
I don't know what to say. Some of it is not bad. It's not all bad.
It's not all bad.
Right. It's not all bad.
I agree with that.
But I think that the new workplace is shifting and changing immensely.
It is.
It really is. And, you know, going back to the old days, I mean, people always worked really hard and really long hours and all the time.
Well,
and
we used to have sweatshops, you know?
Right.
And actually those exist, unfortunately, there were no still in other places.
Well, some of these are sweatshops, and they didn't have vacation.
Right.
So I think it's fascinating, you know, that the technology allows us to work 24/7, and some of these companies
take advantage of that.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting because I was thinking this, if you think it's sort of like sending your child off to the services, armed services, for some reason that parallel strikes me. So if you think someone in your family is soft, tell them to go work at Amazon.
And then they will
come back disciplined and hard and
with their head shaved and
right.
Living by the 14 principles.
Don't take a sign-on bonus and don't take the moving expenses because then you're stuck. All right, so that's it for this show.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear your thoughts, and especially if you've worked for Amazon.
Definitely.
Right. If your thoughts about Amazon, Google, Zappos, or any other major tech company, we'd love to hear. Tweet us at AskKate2. Send us your stories to info@mycrazyoffice.co. And don't forget to review us on iTunes and
Stitcher.
Bye-bye.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.